Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish. In today's episode, we tackle some tough words that are lost in translation. The English word robust and the Japanese word shikkari. Let's listen in.
Konnichiwa. ロスジャパことロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちがまぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。今日のエピソードでは英語の robust と日本語のしっかりという訳しにくい2つの単語を取り上げます。それでは早速エピソードを覗いてみましょう。
I would agree. And I think like, I tried to drink matcha lattes and matcha for a while, you know, to, especially like,in the afternoon, because I'm such an addict, I have to control. I have to cut myself off on the on the coffee front, and so I try not to drink coffee after noon, like and so for a while I was trying to drink hot tea, like green tea or matcha tea.
やこね、抹茶ラテとかね、飲んだことがないかもしれない。
It's good, but it's just, it's different. It's definitely not a substitute for coffee. And I did find this, it's an herbal tea. It's a caffeine-free herbal tea that tastes like coffee.
なるほどね。
Well, I wouldn't say that it tastes like coffee, but it kind of has that robust coffee, not flavor, but it kind of has that robustness.
ロバストって、一応知ってる単語なんだけど、こうどういう感じなのかな。
Oh my god, what is robust? Robust.
Robust, いつも困るんだよね、robust.
Because you say like, strong-bodied, full-bodied, strong. Because I feel like we say, you know, certain wines are robust, like food flavors can be robust, but also...You might say like a person is he's really robust,
そうそう、
like、strong and
そう。だいたいこっちの方でしか見たことないし、ほら、やこ機械とかそういうものを訳すからさ。
Yeah, yeah.
どっちかっていうと頑丈、強い、硬いものですみたいなイメージがあって、こうフードで使われるとどういう感じなんだろうってよく思ってた、
ね。濃い感じか。
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Because I think about like robust coffees, like usually full-bodied, lots of flavor in it, and it's ちょっと濃い感じ. Typically with wines, when I say a wine is robust, it's again a lot of flavor, a lot of depth. To it, we say that's robust wine.
だ濃い味とかしっかりした味だろうね。しっかりした味って結構日本語でも使うから。
しっかりした味。しっかり is such a weird word because it's like, it doesn't translate to English very well.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like, その人はしっかりしてるっていうとさ、it's like, what is that? Responsible?
Yeah, that's part of it, I think.
It's like sturdy. Like, sturdy is like,
Sturdy.
It's not a personal characteristic, you know what I mean?
Mm-mm-mm.
You say the table is sturdy, the chair is sturdy.
そうだよね。だけど、そう、ぶれない。その、responsible でもあり、よく言ったら responsible だし、しっかりしてるでしょ？ちょっと perfectionist なところも入ったりする。
Mm-hmm.
何でもきっちりやるから、mm-hmm. しっかりした人は。
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I totally get you when you say shikkari is something that is not easy to translate into English. Because I always tsumachau.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like this is part of like Japanese culture, right? Where we use the word like shikkari とか kichinto suru.
はいはいはいはい。
Like that's just like a cultural thing.
Yes, yes.
That I want to say that a lot, but I'm like, do it properly, but it doesn't sound right, quite the same, you know?
Yeah, そうなのよ。しかもね、
ちゃんとしなさいってか、
そう、ちゃんとしなさい。
ちゃんとやってくださいって言いたいんだけど、it's like, do it well, do it properly, do it thoroughly, do it, I don't know.
thoroughly もあるね。
Like,
it's a difficult word, and it's really tough for me because I think,こう日本ではだよ。アメリカっていうか他の人には別として、日本では割と、まず第一印象、first impression はしっかりしてる人だと思われるらしいんだよね、やっこ。
Oh, okay.
なんだけど、実際に、こう、付き合ってると、だんだんしっかりしてない人だっていうのを、わかっていくっていう話をさ、at first,Like, I don't know if it was an insult or something that was pointed out. And now I'm okay with it, but I wasn't sure if it was like, are you trying to insult me or are you trying to...
Right.
Yeah. Like, ねえ、ちょっとわかんなかった時期があってね。しっかりしなさいっていうのも、まあ、日本の親が必ず言う言葉じゃん。Mm-hmm. しっかりしなさい。
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm、mm-hmm. しっかりしてる。Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, what is that? Yeah. yeah.
It was really hard to understand.It's still hard to understand fully
the concept of it. That's a funny word. I wonder what 辞書 says.
そのちーちゃんの
最近の辞書。しっかり。Okay, so there's the tightly, like holding on.
はいはいはい。
感じ。
しっかりつかまる。
Strongly, solidly, sturdily, steadily, properly, well, reliably, dependably,Level-headedly, shrewdly, wisely. So, 頭がしっかりしてる。
なるほどね。
See, that's a hard, word.
あ、でも、しっかり者っていうと、確かにその reliable っていうのあるかもしれないね。
Mm-hmm.
Trustworthy とか。
Mm-hmm. This says gutsy person.
Gutsy person って何?
Like, I think about a gutsy person. Like, gutsy is like when you can take a lot ofWhen you can be really bold and take a lot of risk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like we say that takes guts, right? So you're gutsy.
That's not...
But しっかりもちょっと違うよね。I feel like 辞書's a little off on this one.
辞書さん。
A person of firm character, a stable person, mm-hmm. I would say, seems accurate.
There are some, like, devices recently that are sold in Japan or maybe around the world probably that's like a translator device.
Mm-hmm.
But and I want to try it out and see how good these things are, but they're so expensive still.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I think that, I mean, like, Google Translate's so inaccurate, you know, some of the things that it comes with are you're just like, what?
Yeah. So, so, なんか受けるじゃん。なんか面白い、その、It's really funny to see how off it is sometimes.
Yeah.
So
you're like, what in the world are you saying?
So, so. I wonder who is managing.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review.For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。